On Midday Mobile, it is now time for a checkup with Dr. Christopher Patton from Alabama Orthopedic Clinic. I've never seen you in action doing surgery, but I've seen you grocery shopping. I've seen you eating po' boys downtown. And this is all in the last week. So good to see you again, Doctor.
Great to see you again, Dan. How
have you been?
Good.
How's the family?
Everybody's doing well.
Wonderful. So let's talk about your specialty. And in large measure, it's got to do with the athletic injuries, like knee injuries and things like that in sports. Let's throw it out there. What's up? We've got football season around the corner. Is that going to make you a busier guy than usual?
Yes, it will. We'll get a little busier. And actually, when practices start, there's actually more injuries in practice than games because there's more practice than games.
Yeah.
So it'll get busy real quick.
So knee injuries, how often do they occur? Do they sometimes occur without any contact? And how do you tackle a knee injury, a serious knee injury? What all goes into it?
Well, knee injuries are real common in sports, and nearly half the time, and their anterior cruciate ligament, everybody's heard of the ACL, can be involved. And that's an injury that occurs commonly with a non-contact injury, like a sudden cut, the wide receiver going and making his cut, and a non-contact injury. And what we see is frequently, actually up to 70% of the time, if the athlete has a non-contact knee injury and it swells up within an hour, that's a good indication they've torn their ACL.
Mm.
That's just from the history and physical alone. But we see all kind of injuries with the knees in sports and football, basketball, softball, women's sports, more common in female athletes than male athletes. And so it's a very common injury, including injuries to these little C-shaped cartilages in the knee called the meniscus.
Mm. I had a friend in Georgia years ago, and his kid went out for football, and he said, "George, why don't you take up golf? When was the last time you saw an ambulance come up on a golf course?" So there's something to that. Maybe that's the one sport where you don't have to be on high alert is on the golf course. All right, so knee injuries. What's the best way for a young athlete or anyone to prevent a knee injury? Are there things that you can train in advance to try and strengthen that area of the leg?
Absolutely. There's been some literature recently and some great articles that came out how we can be successful in preventing ACL injuries. It's not 100%, but there's been some literature that says we can at least a 50% reduction in ACL tears with a strengthening program that involves strengthening, plyometrics, agility, balance, working on all those. And there's various programs, but all of the programs that incorporate these have been shown to reduce. So it's definitely something worth the trainers and the coaches investing some time to do with the athletes so they can reduce their ACL tears.
So some of these athletes have got a lot on the line. You know,
they're
looking to get a scholarship, and that scholarship is almost tied directly to their knees. Are they putting in the time? Are they understanding they need to put that time in to help prevent, which, you know, and I guess when you're young at that time, you think you're almost bulletproof, right? But you're not. So are they putting in the time more than maybe in the past?
Yeah, there's more awareness, and the coaches and athletic trainers and the family themselves are more aware, and they're learning how important it is and spending the time during the week to do these kind of exercises to reduce their chance of injury, because there is a lot on the line these days with scholarships, and they all want to go to the league and make the big bucks, but they're putting the time in, and it's helping them.
Good, good. You know, I'm involved, of course, on Friday nights on TV, so I'm glad to hear that. ACL tears, the word itself sounds kind of violent, like, wow, tear. How treatable is it? And more players obviously are returning to the field after an ACL tear. Explain that.
Sure. Usually, if you have a complete tear to the anterior cruciate ligament, it's quote, fixed, unquote, with reconstruction, and we rebuild it using other ligaments or tendons to go in place of the patient's normal ACL. If it's a small tear, or there's actually two main bundles to the anterior cruciate ligament, and there's even recently the technology's improved where if you just tear one of them, we can repair the single bundle. But the most common is to tear both, and we do a reconstruction, and you can have several options. We either take the middle third of your patella tendon or your hamstrings, your quad tendon. So we have a lot of options. And it's done as an outpatient surgery. And then the rehab, the hard part begins. So, and it's, you know, 6 to 9 month recovery in general.
That sounds like forever, but I think once a young athlete gets in the groove of this is what I'm doing, and maybe starts to see the improvement, that might help them along, right?
Right, right. And actually, we have to slow them down a little bit because, you know, after a few weeks, the pain's gone and the memory starts fading of the surgery. And so we have to make sure they do their proper rehabilitation.
Mm-hmm. They've got to respect the process.
Exactly.
Meniscal tears. How's that different? What is it?
Yeah, the meniscus is a little C-shaped cartilage that's both on the inside and outside of the knee. And they get injured with a twisting type injury. It can, in older folks, it can happen when squatting, and it tears that. And those are very important structures for cushioning the knee and stabilizing the knee. And now with the technology, we can go in through a couple of poke holes in the knee and arthroscopically repair the meniscus. And we try to keep as much of the original equipment you have and you take the time and heal it and rehab it properly, and to maintain the knee stability and cushion.
If I take anything away from this today with Dr. Christopher Patton with the Alabama Orthopedic Clinic, it would be a couple of things. You know what you're doing. Surgery is I won't say that's the automatic part, but you know what you're doing there. But young athletes, especially these young athletes that think they may have something on the line, they've got to train in a way where they're helping prevent the injury. And then if they do get injured, they've got to respect that process and not rush it, because it's like you can't bake a cake too soon and you can't get over the injury too soon.
Exactly. I think it's very important to respect the process and go through, do the rehab if you have the injury afterwards, and do the therapy do the exercises before in the off season to try to prevent the injury.
But you're saying that more and more young athletes are aware of these preventive measures and they're adhering to them.
Yes, and it's as the public becomes more aware of it, that the demand is there.
Mm. Sure is. We've got some fine athletes around here. I know you've probably repaired one or two or 12 or 14 or 50 through the years. But we've also got to caution older folks, like anyone 50 and up. Are injuries more likely for someone that age, just haphazard?
Well, it can happen. We see it. People walking and they step in a hole. Yep. That can injure. And as we get older, and if we don't stay conditioned, go to the gym, we can have weaknesses around our legs, the muscles, and our core stability. And we can make ourselves more susceptible to injury.
Thank you for your time, Dr. Patton. Always good to see you.
Great to see you.
Dr. Christopher Patton with Alabama Orthopedic Clinic on Time for a Checkup. And you can find out more about all there at alortho.com.